Tevel be'ezah Hashem be learning daf ayin beis of Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include the halachas that pertain to Yisrael shalav amoyis min hanachri beribis. If a Yisrael borrowed money from a non-Jew with interest, or vice versa, nachri shalav amoyis min Yisrael beribis, the non-Jew was the borrower and the Yisrael was the lender, and in both cases, v'zakfin alav b'milva v'nezgayer. The ribis obligation was rewritten as a milva, a debt, and the non-Jew became a ger. Whether or not the malva may collect the ribis depends on what came first, the geris or the zakafin b'milva. The machlik is remeir v'chacham regarding shtar shekasav by ribis. If a person loaned money with a ribis agreement and it was written into the loan document, may the malva use the shtar to collect the keren, only the principal or not? Both agree that he may not use the shtar to collect the ribis. Shtari chayv ha-mugdam and pesulim. When someone lends money, any asset that is in the borrower's control on that date is subject to a lien from the lender, and if the loan is not repaid, the lender can confiscate the borrower's property of equal value. Even if the borrower sold it in the interim, the lender can confiscate it from the buyer. Therefore, the date written on the shtar needs to be accurate, because if it is dated earlier than the actual loan, it will allow the lender to confiscate properties that were sold after that date, but before the loan on which he has no lien and has no rights to them. Such a shtar is therefore declared pasul. The Mishnah's halacha of Ein Poiskin al HaPeiris ad Sheyatza HaShar. A person may not prepay for produce before the market price was established, because if the price increases before the lekeach gets the produce, this appears to be ribis, since the lekeach receives more expensive produce for his prepayment, which is similar to the ribis paid for a loan. However, Yatza HaShar Poiskin. A person may prepay for produce after the market price was established and the produce is available for sale, even though at the time of the sale the meicher does not own the produce, because afa pishein lazeh yesh lazeh. The meicher had the ability to use the lekeach's money and buy the produce for lekeach from someone else for the same price, and therefore it is considered as if the lekeach immediately owns the produce before its price increased. Ein Poiskin al Shar b'shok shel hayaris. A person may not prepay for produce based on the established price of a small city, because de lekevi tarayu, the price is subject to change as the supply is limited.